Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in for another amazing episode of the Strategy Hour podcast. These are kind of my favorite episodes to bring to you. We are breaking it down and showing in real time behind the scenes of the creation and the progress of our very first online virtual summit, the Boss Project Summit.
Yeah. Now, before we jump into all the things that are happening, if you have yet to sign up, I want you to get your booty over to bossprojectsummit.com. Sign up. It's totally free. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. As of the day we're recording, over 5,000 people have signed up. And I'm going to venture to guess it's almost double by the time you listen to this.
I would not be surprised. If you guys want to hear about why we even did a summit and kind of what lit a fire under our booty to provide this for you guys, you're going to want to go back and listen to episode 270, but you don't necessarily need to listen to it first. So you're fine to dive in right now, but I think it's good to kind of wrap your head around like the whole purpose behind all of this stuff. So let's dig in.
Yeah. So one of the things that I was nervous about, but have been very pleasantly surprised for our first go round, was diving into paid sponsors for an online live event.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I was equally nervous. And I think why is because sponsorships, working with brands, kind of big time collaborations like that isn't really something that has come easily to us in the past and isn't where a lot of our focus is. And so I was kind of going into it like, well, we might as well try and we'll just see what happens. But I wasn't at all convinced that like we would land big name people or as many people as we did.
Yeah. Just to put it in perspective, in 2017, our affiliate relationships did make up a larger chunk of our business than I would have anticipated. We're talking like between 20 and 25% of our business was affiliate relationships. However, sponsorships were a very small portion of that. Like incredibly small, almost laughably small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So going into this, it was like, it wasn't that we didn't have relationships. It wasn't that we didn't have positive experiences. It was just a new avenue. And every time we explore something new, there's always some like apprehension around it.
Yeah. Well, I will say that I kind of went into it, yes, nervous, and yes, I don't really know how this is going to pan out, but a little bit more confident than I might have been a couple months prior. Because we had a talk with our affiliate manager, our affiliate person over at ConvertKit. She flew in to actually have a conversation with us all about how to make our time working with ConvertKit better, how they can serve us, how they can help us. And that meeting really gave me a boost of confidence to be like, oh, like people do take our audience seriously and our reach seriously. And here's someone who's saying, hey, we're willing to like have conversations with you about how we can work with you in different aspects. And now how ConvertKit likes to partner with people isn't necessarily how it's set up for our summit. So we're not actually working with them for our summit, but I bring them up to say someone flew into Kansas City to have a conversation with us about how they can serve us better and work with our audience and make us happy. And so I kind of used that energy to bring people who I knew would partner for something that's online and that's virtual, and was like, we'll just see.
Yeah, totally. I don't know. How it ended up starting is we had definitely watched other people have paid relationships. And in the past, we'd seen people do anything from small, more like audience members participating in sponsorships to much bigger relationships. And we went into this knowing that in the past, we had done some of those smaller, like B2B, our audience participating as a sponsor. And although that was amazing and really fulfilling, and I think great for those people, we didn't necessarily have the time to manage something on that scale. And so we decided to go after some bigger relationships and really define some packages that we felt would serve our sponsors well. And I've been so impressed by how it worked out.
Yeah, I am impressed how quickly we got some yeses. So we kind of go over this a little bit in episode 270, but if it should be no surprise that when Abby and I kind of get a fire under our booty about something, things happen pretty quickly. The ball gets rolling really quickly and progress is made within days or weeks. And so this summit was no different. I would have to look at the calendar to get the exact time frame, but I know for sure we had a conversation with our friend Kirsten Sherwood, who's the one who was like, "You guys need to do a summit. Let me help you," on a Wednesday. And the very next week, was it by the end of that week or the end of the week after that, that we could start getting signups? It was the week after that, right?
Probably.
Yeah. So within 2 weeks, we were able to start getting signups. But the week prior to that, we had landed our title sponsor.
Yeah. And so Dubsado has been a huge part of this event in a way that I didn't even really anticipate. I mean, I knew that we would get money and ultimately that would mean that they would be a part of it and it would be great. What I didn't anticipate was just how much excitement and how much they would get their community involved in a way that would just feel so genuine and so natural for both our audience and theirs. Because frankly, and I think they know this, is that we share a bunch of people. Our people love both of us. And so having both of our communities, especially our Facebook groups, kind of all on the same wavelength, like getting pumped and getting excited about the summit, just made sense.
Yeah. And, you know, for anyone who's been thinking of exploring sponsorship relationships or working with brands or companies or whatever, from day one, even before we had an audience to be able to land a sponsor, Abby and I agreed that we would never, ever have a sponsor pay us money for us to talk about their product if we didn't personally use it, know the people really well, and or know how big of an impact it could be for creative small business owners. And so in the past, have turned down people for this podcast that you're listening to right now when sponsorship relationships didn't work out, when we didn't really jive with the brand, or we didn't think that you guys would benefit from it. And so this was no different. So the people who we were reaching out were hand selected. We knew really well, and we knew what they were putting out into this space was so freaking helpful for our community that if there was any way we could just like talk about how amazing they were and why you guys need it and why we think that they would be helpful, then we knew it would be mutually beneficial. And so I think that if you go into exploring sponsorship opportunities with that attitude, it just feels easy. I have seriously have never felt more grateful for the people who we're working with in this summit. People like Meet Edgar and Member Vault and Tailwind and Hello Bar. Those are all people that we use and we love, and we see so many people in our own community using them in their own business. So it was a no-brainer when they were excited to reach out to us and we were excited to talk about them. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So just to give you an idea of who's involved, some of our sponsors include Dubsado. Modern Conference, like we said, was a big part of our layout and how the summit was put together. We also have Member Vault, which if you guys have not explored gamification for your business, highly recommend you check them out. Tailwind, I'm pretty sure you guys know and love and I hope use. And if you don't, make sure you pay attention because we have some really great opportunities for you to get involved with them, to schedule all your Pinterest content. Hello Bar has been working with us to create really awesome popover pages to increase conversions and signups for various things. And we've been testing relationships, not just through this summit, but on our own site for the last couple of months, and have really enjoyed that relationship and what it's done for our business. And then Meet Edgar, we've had on the podcast and we've discussed at length of how we've attempted and reworked and redone a million times over our Facebook communication. And they've helped us keep that all organized. Shop Compliment is probably someone that you may or may not have heard of. They're a bit newer. I believe we had her on the podcast as well.
Yeah, Melissa's been on the show.
Mm-hmm. But she's doing all of our speaker gifts, and I'm excited. Mm-hmm. If you've wanted something to give to your clients or people you just love or have people involved in your business, a Shop Compliment has some really nice items, anything for both male and female to gift. And they're beautiful and they have so many gracious words attached to them, which I've really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. And I really like the phrase we chose to give our speakers.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the episode number. I found it, but the link is being silly. But if you search the Strategy Hour podcast and Shop Compliment, you'll find a link to the episode over on iTunes where we chatted with Melissa all about her shop.
Yeah. And then we also have Lead Pages involved. We've used Lead Pages since the beginning. They were our second major purchase. And so we have some awesome trials available for you guys if you have not dove in with them yet or even tried out landing pages to increase your email subscriber base. So we're super excited to be working with all of these amazing men and women and come together and bring this to you. And without them, I mean, it would still be happening, but I don't think it would be as massive as it is.
Oh, absolutely not. We have had an insane amount of help from our sponsors just by, you know, giving us the confidence that this is something serious and it's something that we can absolutely shout from the rooftops and that people are going to love. Hearing other business owners who have built successful businesses truly kind of like fangirl over the lineup and over like the success of our signups and how just well it's put together is such a confidence booster for both of us. And, you know, having their help in getting their own audiences excited, having their names kind of, you know, backing us and saying, hey, yeah, this is a good thing that you should sign up for. This is time worth spent, is all really helpful. I finally found the episode. It's episode 175, by the way. And we talked about Instagram. So that's why. But it's Melissa of Compliment Inc. And she's a smart cookie. So definitely go give that one a listen.
Well, Laura of Meet Edgar and Mike Kelly's wife, Erin.
Yes.
Aaron from Member Vault have also been on the show. So
just search their names and you can find,
Oh, and Dubsado. What am I talking about? Basically,
everyone.
There's a couple people that we need to get on the show, like stat. Melissa from Tailwind. I'm talking to you,
baby. Oh, yeah. She'll come on any minute. That kind of happened. Dubsado happened within the first week of us even saying, okay, yes, the summit's happening. Here are the dates. Here, I'm going to write some words. I was going to build a website. We're going to get this up and running. We're going to start getting people. And over the next like 2 weeks, we were able to land all of those other sponsors that you just heard. So let's talk about how we're getting people even signed up for the summit and what work we put into getting over 3,000 people signed up before we even turned on ads.
Yeah. Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial. So one of the things that Emily and I decided to do for this summit that I think is different than a lot of other summits, but also is just new for us in general. We have pretty much never, and I say that with like an asterisk because there's a few exceptions, had affiliates for our own products. And so
It's a pretty solid pretty much never. I know what you're referring to, but as per public space, nah.
Yeah. So for the most part, other than a few webinars and whatever, there's never been anyone else promoting us. Right. It's just always been us promoting ourselves. So this time we obviously picked top-notch speakers for you to come on. And we have these amazing sponsors, but we gave them all an opportunity to earn commission. And because of that, they have helped promote in a big way. And I do not believe we would be anywhere close to where we are now mm-hmm. if we hadn't had those relationships mm-hmm. and we hadn't given them the opportunity to say heck to the yes, I'm going to email my list
right.
and I'm going to
talk about it on social.
My people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I know for a fact that this summit is reaching well over 1 million people.
Yeah. Yeah.
In just email inboxes alone.
Yeah. And social is kind of hard to quantify, but like probably 1.5 million people is what it's reaching total, which is bananas. Bananas.
It's just goofy. But I mean, the main thing is we just incentivized our people well to want to talk about it. And so we have sponsors emailing their lists. We have speakers emailing their lists. We have people who are just participating, talking about it on social. And because of that, we've reached and cast a really wide net. And that first 3,000 signups happened so
quickly. Yep. Yep. And we haven't seen signups like that happen in probably over a year when we were doing like our very first challenge. And even then, we started ads relatively quickly from when we started promoting it. So being able to get, I think it was like 3.3 thousand subscribers without any paid traffic, like that's just bananas.
Yeah, that doesn't really happen.
Mm-mm, mm-mm. No. So what that looked like were, of course, emails. So we sent out emails to our own list. We know a couple of our sponsors and a couple of our speakers sent out emails to their list, posted on Instagram stories a lot. And for, especially for that first week. So this is funny because I was in Mexico. So we started.
This always happens.
Always happens.
Always.
We opened up promotion on Friday and I left for Mexico on Sunday and wasn't coming back until the next Friday. So all that week of when the first week of promotion was happening, I was gone. But I had Wi-Fi when we were at the hotel. And since I was so excited by truly how many people were signing up so quickly, I wanted to share that. And so what I was doing, since it was really easy for me to take like a really cool picture in Mexico, I would take a picture and I would, you know, remind people of the summit and I would screen grab like how many people were signing up or how many people were grabbing their all access pass. And then I was sharing, you know, when Desato would share or a speaker would share, and I would share all of that to our stories. So I think for the first like 7 to 9 days, I mean, it was just nonstop like summit promotion. And so to get 3,500 people to sign up, A, before ads, but also literally a month before the summit even happens is pretty crazy.
Yeah, we're still weeks away at this point. And you know, things have slowed down a bit, but that, I mean, that was pretty natural. Like generally there's a blitz in the beginning. There's going to be a slow simmering time and then it's going to pick back up dramatically the couple days leading up to the summit beginning.
I will not be surprised if we have over 10,000 people signed up for this when it's all said and done.
Oh, easily, for sure.
Yep.
And which is so exciting because we've spent so much time putting together these amazing faces. And I did want to talk a little bit about how we landed some of these people, because I know some of you are like, literally how? Like, I just don't understand. I want you to know, and I'm not going to lie to you and say, it's just magical. And they all said yes via email. No. A couple things really lined up for us in that regard. First of all, pretty much everyone, I would say with the exception of like three or four people, we know personally and have known for a while. So that is to our benefit dramatically. Like these are people we're friends with. They're people we talk online with frequently. So that makes it easier to get a yes. Also, these people are busy. I would say the not all, but a bunch of them have virtual assistants or other people answering their email. So instead of emailing them, which trust me, we did still send emails, a lot of the first initial conversations were Emily and I personally just like side note, either messaging them on Instagram. We happened to see, I would say, almost a dozen of these people in person.
Yeah. It like the reason, okay, let me back up just for a second. When we say Abby and I get an idea and then things move really quickly and we like have to have the thing happening really soon, part of that is just our personalities. We are not patient people. We get really excited and we go from idea to like implementing very, very quickly. But we're also very strategic. And so if there's something that's happening throughout the year or an event or whatever that is going to make our end result that we want happen a lot easier if we just say, okay, let's just make it happen sooner rather than later, then we're going to use every opportunity we can. So what I mean by that is when we first got the idea of the summit, we were like had just wrapped up an event in California where we had met so many people who are speaking at the summit in person. And so we had like verbalized to them, like, I think we like talked to Kirsten on Wednesday and then went to California that weekend. And we're like, hey, we're going to do this thing. Nothing was even set up at all. Got at least what 10, 12 of them to say yes to something that didn't even exist yet. Built the website the next week, had them plugged in as speakers, and like the ball was already rolling. And so we knew that we would be able to get some pretty like well-known people, some like big names coming just simply because we're going to be in the same physical room with them in a couple of days.
It's so much easier to get someone to say yes when you're like laughing over a cocktail. Well,
and I will be the first to admit, like, I love my like online friends and I love this virtual space of like feeling like you're friends with so many people and even if you've never met them. But there is something that changes when you actually do physically meet the people. It's like your connection is just solidified in some way where like, I don't know, I feel like they remember you easier or something.
I do think that's part of it. But I also think you learn things about people that you just can't by following them online.
No.
You have to be in person with them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, you know, and some of them end up goofy. Like some of them end up like a little closer than I would say is normal in some cases. Like Parker, I didn't see this last night. P.S. Parker's our bookkeeper. He's also been in a band for God knows how long.
He's also speaking at the summit.
And he sent us a message last night saying, I wrote a song because of a conversation we had. And I was like, what? No, you did not. No, you did not. But he did. Like, legit, someone wrote a song about me, sort of, kind of, about him, about me. Yeah.
7 degrees of separation. It's fine.
No, but like, those relationships, I don't know. It's almost like going back to college a little bit. Like, I don't know about you, but high school sucked. Like, straight up awful. I never felt like
I want to burn that place to the ground.
I never had my people. I never had people that I really trusted. I was always kind of a floater. Like people smiled at me and whatever. But it really wasn't until college where I was like, you know what? I could call these people, talk to them about anything, and be good. Now I feel like it's kind of happened all over again, but in a really, you know, different scenario. Like we're all a different ages and different parts of our lives. Like it's really interesting to me that you can have anyone from like 22 to 40 something and we're all like, because we're in the same arena, like pursuing the same dream, I'm just really close to a lot of them.
Yeah. But on the flip side of all of this, we wanted to make sure that the virtual room wasn't just filled with our best friends.
So 100%.
Once we landed people who we were like, okay, these are people who, you know, names are recognizable. We've heard them teach before. Like we know for like a fact, they are bringing their A game, they're killing it. And people are going to be super jazzed and excited about having them here. We also absolutely love lending our platform for smaller businesses, less known names, but for people who are just super smart and who know their one thing that really helps their business succeed, or they teach others how to do the same thing. So we kind of went on a hunt in our Facebook groups and other Facebook groups in different online spaces to see, like, who's the up and up? Like, who are these hidden gems that, like, you know, have this very niche or very cool topic that they can bring to the table? So we reached out to, you know, a good amount of people who you might not have even heard of, or who you might just know from, like, that one random group that you're in. And they, of course, like so many people, were so excited and really excited for the opportunity to get to maybe teach to this big of an audience for the first time. And I'm really excited to see not only them shine, but, like, to see how their business shifts after something like this.
Well, and I'm surprised, because some of those people that I didn't know at all, I was, after I got to know them a little bit through this process, was like, why doesn't everyone know who you are? Because you're
right,
either awesome, or, like, their right background is absolutely bonkers, uh-huh, insane. And I'm like, am I the last person to hear about you?
I think it's just so funny, because I feel like some days this industry feels like every time it's like a funhouse mirror, right? Every time you turn around, you're seeing someone that you recognize and you're just like, oh my God, if I hear your name one more time. And some people just feel like they're everywhere. And then sometimes you meet someone who's been in business for like 3 or 5 years and you're like, how have I not seen you? And so I think it's really interesting. This corner of the internet continues to surprise me in stuff like that. So I'm excited to have met some of these people for the first time, if they're brand new or whether they've, like, been around for a little bit, and not only give them this opportunity, but also expand who I'm learning from and who I'm looking at and seeing. And so it works both ways.
Totally. What else do you want the people to know about this process?
So we've covered how we got sponsors and how all that works. And we've covered how we've gotten signups and how all that works. Honestly, at this point, it's just the, you know, continuing to set up more backend on how the actual summit pages are going to look like when you guys are viewing people's sessions, and making sure that all of the tech gods are in our favor the week of November 6th, when we're going live for the summit. Quite honestly, like, we've never had a crowd this big, especially if it doubles like we think it's going to by the time that we, you know, drop some of these videos. So I'm like, it could very easily be 10,000 people heading to our website at one time.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned. I'm like, Squarespace, do not break. They say that.
I know.
It hasn't happened before, but I'm also a little paranoid. I will say it's been a lot. Like, as far as the technical side, I've been impressed. Our people have been turning in their things. Awesome. But the actual, like, getting the website set up and all the technical pages that have to be made and linking this to that and all that, way more than I anticipated. Yeah.
And guys, that's all us. I've gotten asked more than once who our tech team is for this. And I said, you're looking at it.
Me and Emily.
That's all us.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple people on our team that will help if something breaks or if we need something. But for the most part, like, I designed the website. Emily designed all the landing pages.
Yeah. We've written all the copy. We've set everything up. Like, we are still very much in the hand-holding of the tech department of our business. It's just because it's a lot. And there's a lot that's at risk if it's not set up properly. And, you know, a lot of things to figure out, especially since this is our first time. Now, we are really, really lucky. I will plug the Modern Conference again. And a lot of the, like, what needs to happen when, that kind of workflow and process was handled by using their framework that you can definitely check out at the Modern Conference. But there's still a level of, like, if we're wanting to customize something or if we're wanting to tweak something, we still need to kind of figure things out because we're using maybe different platforms than they did. And we're still doing it ourselves.
Yeah, because it's not like, I might have had an idea of what the website might have to look like, But it's not like I got a template out of the box that had everything ready and waiting for me.
No, everything was built from scratch.
You know, I will say because of the way it is built, it will 100% be 7 bajillion times easier next time.
A kajillion billion trillion times easier.
Well, I mean, even simple stuff like, so we have a lot of speakers, obviously, but we wanted to give them all affiliate capabilities. And to do that, that meant that we had to create something that would teach them how to utilize our system. And I did the best I could to try to make sure that when I explained everything, theoretically, and we never know until next time, I won't have to redo those things. Mm-hmm, like it's a platform and it's just ready to go and I can just give someone access. Yeah. And
yeah. Well, and I was something that I finally have learned after 3 years of being in business is that even though it's all on us this time, quite easily for the next summit, we might have a tech person. We might have someone helping us out. So every time I've made an affiliate's lead page or I've set up a box inside of our email service provider or I formatted this, I have made a training video and uploaded it in our training videos portal. So when we're ready, if as long as there's no tweaks, you know, if I can hand it off next time, I already have the training video made. Easy peasy.
True. Minus the one minor caveat of which we haven't even talked about yet on the podcast, but I'm sure it's coming. The switch back to an
Don't spoil. It's not official, so there's no announcement yet.
What am I talking about?
That's the giant teaser of all time. If you can guess what Abby's talking about, I will send you a $5 Starbucks gift card. So DM us on Instagram. Share on Facebook that you are listening to this episode and if you can guess what it is. So yeah, since we're like literally still in the middle of promotion, there's no way to end this of finality yet. We have an entire summit breakdown coming for you the week after the summit wraps. So definitely like stay tuned later in November for that.
I can't wait to tell you like how much money we made, how many people signed up, many things broke.
Because we're running ads now and like Abby made us a really cool promo video for it. So definitely be on the lookout for that. All you really need to do right now is make sure you're signed up. And I really, really encourage you to grab your All Access Pass. You can get your at the door tickets like right now. So as soon as you register at bossprojectsummit.com, you're going to see a thank you page that's going to let you unlock the All Access Pass ticket. Grab those before the price goes up once the summit ends. And you can get unlimited views of every single session, access to our freebie vault, and an entrance into a really, really epic giveaway that I'm kind of jealous about some of the prizes that are inside of there. And we are not eligible to win. So only you are eligible and we're drawing over 40 winners. So it's like, it's going to be a party even after the party. So go get your All Access Pass, sign up for the summit, bossprojectsummit.com. And please, 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 as soon as you do, can you share on Instagram that you did that? Because we are sharing people to our stories as they are snagging their All Access Pass tickets and joining us in the.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.